you have found NH Unscripted, and we are blaming it all on the Nights on Broadway, baby. I am your Bee Gees-like host, Ray Dudley. We are coming to you from the Taj Mahal-like digs of the WKXL studios in Concord. You know the drill. Today we're going to ask you to warm up the waterbed, fire up those lava lamps, put the incense on. We got trips to take today, baby. We got trips to take today. Put on that rice-a-roni. Yeah, that's San Francisco treat. That's what we're going to have for snacks today, I think. Get out get your Sony Walkman today as well. Take a close look. See that? It has an AM, FM band besides being able to play cassettes. Yeah. On the AM band, you'll find us at 1450. Flip it over to the FM band. We'll be out there at 103.9. Those are both Concord-based. And for you folks running your Sony Walkman in Manchester, that would be 101.9 FM. And our URL is nhtalkradio.com. I need to thank my sponsor, Lakes Region Fencing Concord. We love those guys. I've been out there working on some of their jobs with them over the past summers. Man, they do great work. Hey, Mother's Day's coming up. Mother's Day. I know. You just got dinged on tax day, but Mother's Day's going to be coming up. Don't you think that you'd be a proud soldier standing there, arm around mom, standing on the back deck, showing her all that money that you spent on that new fence out there? Just think, the kids would be looking up at you and mom, just their eyes glistening with joy. Mother's Day, there's nothing like it. LRFence.com is the URL where you can be a hero. Get a free estimate out there as well. There is a lot of photos. They do cedar, they do PVC, they do quartz, pools, property lines. I'm telling you, LRFence.com, LakesRegionFence.com. Mother's Day's coming. You want to be a hero like me? Of course you do. Of course you do. Anyway, that's enough of that. My God, things are happening this weekend. Andrew, I believe you have a show coming up. Do you not, sir? Getting Away with Murder?
Yeah, I heard something about that.
Huh. Any idea who's directing that?
I think that's me.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously? When and that goes on this weekend?
That starts Friday, yep.
What? And where is that going to be?
That's going to be at the Pittsfield Players at the Scenic Theater.
Shut up. That beautiful theater out there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I actually love that theater a lot. I love it a lot.
Yeah. Nice, nice intimate little space.
Yeah. They've upgraded so much stuff there. It's unbelievable. You don't even recognize it anymore except for the outside. Well, congratulations, sir. Hope everything goes well out there. Folks, get out. It's a beautiful weekend. Go out and see some theater. Please go out. I'm going to tell you in one of the next breaks about NH Opera Idol. But in the meantime, Tom Lott is here. Hello, Tom.
Good morning.
And Tom, why are you here today?
So I am here because Actors Coop Theater out of Derry, New Hampshire has a show coming up again this weekend. We are in our second weekend of The Trail to Oregon at the Derry Opera House.
What is the name of that again?
The Trail to Oregon.
Huh. Oh, wait. I have something for you in honor of the show. I have a gift. Our budget knows no bounds. Look at what I have brought you.
Cowtails. That's amazing. I love that.
There's a certain reference in there that we'll be talking about here shortly. Yep. I want to ask you, so first of all, this is your second weekend coming up.
Second weekend, yep.
Okay, give us some details about the times and that kind of stuff, where people would find it, and then we'll get into all of the
So we're at the Derry Opera House. Mm-hmm, we are running Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. and Sunday at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm,
tickets can be purchased either through links on our Facebook, Actors Coop Theater, or through the website, and it is kctnh.org. Under the ACT section of that.
Hmm. And what is your job with in this particular production?
Yeah, for this production, I am the technical director and producer.
Oh, the producer.
Yep.
What does that entail?
It's what I'm doing right now, trying to get people out to see the show.
Seeing the beautiful people.
It. Yep, seeing everyone out there and just promoting the show as much as I can.
Okay. So I had never heard of it. Trails to Oregon?
The Trail to Oregon, yep.
The Trail to Oregon. Okay. So tell me about how this was chosen. Give me a little brief overview, and then I have some questions for you.
Yeah, absolutely. So Trail to Oregon is a StarKid production. StarKid, very well known online through YouTube. They've done a very Potter musical, a couple different versions of that, which is one of their big things that kind of brought them up. They've done Twisted, The Untold Story of a Royal Vizier, which is a take on Aladdin from Jafar's perspective. And we actually did Twisted as our first show with ACT at the Hatbox and wanted to come back and do some comedy and loved, you know, their work. And so decided to go with The Trail. And so the idea is it's very loosely based on the game from the 90s, The Oregon Trail, the computer game.
Never heard of it, but okay.
So essentially, it's about a family taking a trip down the Oregon Trail because their farm burned down. And they are, you know, interacting with different people. The troubles that they get into along the way, like the their wagon breaking down, their daughter getting kidnapped, all very funny in the way that it's presented, and lots of room for improv with the cast, very audience interaction, so the audience actually gets to pick the names of each of the lead characters, and also gets to decide who dies at the end, and it's going to be a very different show every night based on who's there for the audience.
I see. Allow me, if you would, to read a quote from somebody who did see the show. And here it is, quote, "Saw this last night, and it was nonstop laughter I so desperately needed. Dying of dysentery has never been so much fun." Okay. Okay.
I feel like it's a very good description. Like, I don't know what clarity I can provide, but dysentery is fun, so.
Okay, okay, okay. Since we opened that door, kicked it down, I don't even know. I saw that quote and I'm like, well, how do I even bring this up? Where are we going to go with this? How? All right. So you kind of gave us an overview. I think it was a sanitized version of what the show is about. Okay. So there's a lot of improv. I'm going to back up here. Okay. So there's a lot. How did you even cast it? Let's start there.
So
what were you looking for?
The production team had an idea of what they were looking for, we were very lucky. We had over 40 people come out for auditions, which typically the show's done with 6 people. So that turnout was amazing.
That's huge.
Excited to see that.
That's huge.
A lot of new faces for us, which was great. I would say probably half the cast, if not more, is new to working with us. So that was amazing.
Wait. So when you say new to working with you, are they just new to theater, or are they just they've been in other productions?
Been in other productions, okay. But all first of them? Time. I think everybody's been in at least one other thing.
Okay.
So all have been in other productions and are now making the join over to ACT, and we're hoping that they just keep coming back with us.
Oh, I see. You hope to kind of scoop them up, huh? Bring them in the fold. So you're thinking about this show, and you know things that are happening in the show and things that will be said in the show. How did you go about holding these auditions? Because were people aware? I mean, the fact that dysentery has never been as much fun. I can't even say that with a straight face. How did you, what did you ask them to do? And how did you finally say, oh, dysentery in that person's hand, that's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, so with the amount of improv that's in the show, the team knew that they were going to need people who were flexible and could roll with punches. So one of the big things that they did was during auditions, they would have everyone do their song, and then they would ask them to replace a specific word of their song that typically occurred multiple times with something random that the audition board would give.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Yeah. And so they did that, and it went well for some people, and other people had a little bit more trouble with it. But
I would have hated that audition.
Yeah, as an auditioner, would not have been improv's not my thing, really. So would have had a hard time with it, probably.
Oh my but god! Were there certain people who like just stood out? You're like, that's crazy.
So they needed to do callbacks on this one, which typically don't. And so this some cutthroat callbacks, people fighting for what they wanted, and it was a good time.
Oh my god. So how many people ended up being in the cast? You didn't use all 40.
We did not use all 40, no. So we have a cast of 11.
Okay.
So we have a great ensemble as well of five or six people that are...
No overlapping. You don't have characters playing multiple roles, do you?
We do.
You do?
Garrett Meyer is playing, eight or nine different characters.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good time. He has a lot of costume changes. He has one rack backstage that's just his for all of his changes.
Oh, my God. Woo! Blame it on the nights on Broadway. Here we are. You have found NH Unscripted. Oh, my God. I have a question about an Instagram post I saw. Something about a cow and a farmer. And we're going to get to that shortly. NH Unscripted. I am your happy to be out of bed host, Ray Dudley. We are coming to you from the spotlight conditions of the WKXL studios deep in the heart of Concord. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM. 101.9 FM for the beautiful folks in Manchester. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL. Tom Lott is telling me some stories, and he's got a little bit more to go. We'll be right back. Keep on turning. NH Unscripted just keeps on burning. Yes, baby. We are NH Unscripted, happy and proud to be alive. I am your Tina Turner-like host, Ray Dudley. Glad to be out of bed and out of the home. We are coming to you either 1450 AM or 103.9 FM in Concord, or maybe you're one of the blessed people in Manchester and you found this at 101.9 FM, or maybe you went out to the URL, nhtalkradio.com, and found us out there. There's a button, by the way, out there where you can stream live. I have been asking folks to get out of the house. It's springtime, honestly. We talked in the first segment about Andrew's show going up. We're talking right now with Tom Lott from the Actors Co-op down in Derry about their second weekend coming up. But I would be remiss if I didn't talk about NH Opera Idol, which takes place at the Capital Center for the Arts in Concord this Sunday, April 28th at 3 p.m. Now, I don't know much about opera. Well, everything I know about opera, I learned from Elmer Fudd. So that tells you a little bit about where I go with that. So I'm going to be there. I got to buy my ticket. I haven't done it yet. But here's the key thing. The audience will choose the winner. Huh? Think of the power you have in your hands. Capital Center for the Arts, Sunday afternoon. Oh, my God. How do you beat that? 3 o'clock. You can go out to www.ccanh.com. That's the webpage for the Capital Center for the Arts. Or you can call 603-225-1111. It's an easy number for us old folks to remember. Tom.
Yes.
Tom, there is an Instagram post. Something about a farmer and a happy cow.
Yeah, so that would be our grandfather from the show and our very happy ox that has fallen apart a little bit. But
and just so folks know, we are dancing around that term happy. Just... because we don't want to fall into territory that may get us in trouble. But how does that scene come about?
So the scene comes about, it's a...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there is a song that the mother sings,
okay.
And it's a beautiful song.
Okay.
And,
it is, okay.
It's an amazing song.
Okay.
And the... artistic team
uh-huh.
thought that
uh-huh.
they needed to add more to the number.
They
and
did.
So there is a whole ballet behind the person singing the song between the grandfather and the happy ox with a number of very impressive lifts.
A ballet.
It's a ballet.
Say, a yep. ballet.
Huh. Yeah, it's beautiful. They do an incredible job with it. It's a great time. That number alone is worth coming
okay.
out for.
Okay, so... you have to see the post because the costuming is horrendous.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, let's face it. It is so crazy. I can't, a ballet with the grandfather and the cow, and I've seen the lips, and I'm telling It just cracked me right up. I could not wait to get you in here and ask you about this. Talk to me a little bit about the costuming and the props and that kind of stuff. It seems very... This is just a crazy show. It looks crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely a crazy show. If you're coming out, buckle up. It's a ride.
Okay.
So Laurel Forcier's our costumer, has done all of the costumes for ACT, very good at what she does, and found a mixture of older costumes that fit the 1840s vibe of the trail, as well with some new fun stuff that got thrown in with characters that the cast has decided to go with. But costumes are great. We have, I think Garrett probably has 10 or 11 different costumes.
Yeah, poor guy. Man.
Putting hats on, ponchos, pulling stuff off. It's a great, great time for him. A lot of props, some interesting props based on what the cast has to do. But everyone's done a great job with it.
Huh. I noticed you kind of danced around that a bit too. Kind of tenderly walked around what the cast has to do.
Yeah.
Huh. So... what I like about what I saw about the costuming, by the way, is the fact that you just don't care. I mean, you do, but you don't. This is fascinating about theater. You can do things that are just so off the wall. I mean, you show the grandfather with the beard. I'm not giving anything away because you can go right on Instagram and see it. And you don't hide the fact it's not a real beard.
No.
You're not at all.
No.
You see it. You don't even put a hat on him, so you can't see the strap. You see him with that goofy, stupid beard, and you know right away, these people are not, they are, but they're not taking this thing seriously.
Yep.
How is the audience reacting to this?
The audience has loved the production so far. Yeah, we've had very great audiences through this past weekend. They've loved being there. I've had great responses from them, been very interactive with the cast with those opportunities, and have just absolutely loved it.
So those of us who perform know that every audience is different, literally different. I mean, you think you're doing the same show every night, and the audience reacts. So, many times it's because, you know, a Saturday audience, they may just drag their feet because they've been out cutting the grass all day or doing jobs around the house, chores or whatever. Friday night, they're happy to get out of work. They're ready to go out. They eat dinner. They have a few drinks, and they're in it. Have you found any of the audiences to be more receptive than the others? Does the matinee bother the show at all?
I don't think so. I would say Saturday was probably the most receptive.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because a portion of this is that at the audience gets to vote on who dies at the end. And so you can buy as many votes as you want.
Wait, did you say buy?
Yeah.
Okay, talk about that as well.
So it's a buying the vote. You can kind of steal the vote if you really want to make sure that one character dies. So bring cash to buy votes on that. But we had two audience members who got into a buying war with each other to buy more votes than each other because they wanted the control over how it was going
to
end.
Wait, how does that work? There's a buildup, and then, okay, I know nothing about the show, obviously, so tell me about how this works.
Yeah, so the way it works is that the audience is going down the trail, and they get kind of right to the end, and then one of them dies, and then it's going to be different every night. So every character from the family has to be prepared to...
They do?
Yep. To be the one that
it's written this way,
it.
Or yep. This is fascinating.
Six different endings, or five different endings based on how the audience chooses stuff. And the way we decided to do it was we were going to allow people to buy votes because we thought it would be more fun for them to get bigger says based on how they were reacting to stuff. And so you can vote right up through the end of intermission. So you can decide, you know, if you're going to see someone, you really want it to be that person, you can definitely do it. Or you can wait through the first act and see who makes you the happiest or most unhappy and change things for them.
Okay. My mind's blown here. So you, are they... When you say they're buying votes, you mean literally they're paying cash to vote?
Yeah, it's kind of like groups will do 50-50 raffles.
Yep.
That's hit or miss.
You're doing a death pool?
Yeah, so we're going with a death pool instead.
Are you finding, it's only been three shows, are you finding that the audiences tend to lean more towards one character that they want offed? Or
So I am not positive who they voted last night or yesterday. The first two nights had different people.
They did. Okay.
So it's been hit or miss for the people based on who shows up for them.
So do the characters change their performance based on whether or not they think they might want to be killed off or not be killed off?
I don't think they change their performance in that regard. This cast has been amazing in giving everything that they have, like, all the time that they're on stage.
Yeah.
Which has been really fun to see. Like, my eyes will get pulled to different cast members because everybody's doing something different so incredibly, which is really nice to see, as opposed to, like, oh, I'm focusing on this person because they're not doing anything. There's just, you could come, you know, every time we're doing the performance and catch something new based on who you're looking at.
So what are the criteria then for voting? I mean, how are there people who are technically the evil guy in the show, or obviously I'm lost here.
Yeah, so it's a family of five people. So there's the mother and father, their son and daughter, and the grandfather.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those five people. And so we put all of their faces on a postcard.
Yeah.
And you get to just check off the box of who you want to die at the end.
So why would they, like, a daughter? Why would you want to kill off the daughter?
You know, that's a great question that someone asks if that person dies, just screaming at the audience. Just, why would you choose the daughter?
What?
Yep.
I don't. Okay. And so they get to do it before intermission.
Yes. Up right through intermission, we allow them to vote.
And do you know ahead of time? When you kind of, is it a surprise at all to the cast who gets, I mean, yeah, because you can't. Okay, help me out here, Tom. You can see I'm simple-minded. I'm struggling with this concept here. You have five people who mm-hmm. could be killed off.
Yep.
You find out it.
Living on the night on
Broadway. Living on the night on Broadway. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm stuck in the middle of a question. Well, okay, yes, I can. You are listening to NH Unscripted. I am your befuddled host, Ray Dudley. Yeah, coming to you from the YMCA like digs deep in the heart of Concord of the WKXL studios. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM. Those are Concord, 101.9 FM in Manchester for the beautiful folks. NHTalkRadio.com is our URL because we're cool kids. Everyone needs a URL. Tom Lott from the Actors Co-op in Derry is here. And he is making my mind blown. We'll be right back. Yeah, that's the Bee Gees. Of course they are. I know, I sound just like them. You want to listen to NH Unscripted? I am your Bee Gees-like host, Ray Dudley. I might be like either Andy or Maurice. I forget the third one's name, but it doesn't make any difference. I could be like the lost Bee Gee, the newfound Bee Gee. Anyway, we are coming to you from the digs of the WKXL studios in Concord. The Taj Mahal, like, it's cavernous in here. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM, Concord-based. 101.9 FM for the beautiful, 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 beautiful people in Manchester. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL where you can find this show and archives of all the other shows that take place here at the studios. They're all out there for you to find at 2, 3, 4 in the morning when you can't sleep and you're like, I need something to put me back to sleep. Yes, I know. It's not NH. It's not NH Unscripted, I guarantee. It's not this episode, that's for sure. Tom Lott is in the studio with me. Hello, Tom.
Hello.
We are talking Trail to Aragorn.
Yep.
All right. Did I see a post? Is there a marriage that takes place in the play?
There is a proposed marriage.
There is.
Between McDune, played by Garrett, one of Garrett's many characters.
One of Garrett's many. Garrett,
McDune is probably the closest to a bad guy that we get in the show.
Uh-huh.
He kidnaps the daughter.
He does.
Because he believes he's in love with her and
uh-huh.
Wants to marry her.
And is she of age?
She is not.
We're digging deep. We are walking tentatively around that landmine. Okay, because I saw a post out there, and that looked hysterical. That scene just cracked me up as well. Folks, you got to go out to their Instagram account. What's the Instagram account, Tom?
Actors Cooperative Theater.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. So funny. How does the improv impact the show? Well, so there's improv where, you know, you kind of direct it yourself. You kind of know really what you're going to say. Do they actually have questions or something from the audience that makes them go in certain directions in the improv?
Yes and no. So at the start of the show, everybody names the family. So they will literally ask. Yeah. So the names of the family changes every night. And so.
Wait, what?
The whole first song is about getting them names. So the father will come out and be like, all right, and what's my name? And take yells from the audience. And the audience controls what the father's name is.
Every character gets that.
Yeah.
Can you give me some samples of previous names that we can use?
You know, the ones that we can use are questionable. Yeah.
Oh, my God. So
we've had some great audiences. We've had some good names come out.
I'm thinking drunk audiences, but...
We've had some serial killer names tossed out. We've had some pop icons. T-Swifty was one name this past weekend.
And you used them?
Yep, that was used.
You did?
So Beyonce came up. So there's been some PG ones.
You guys, oh my, this show is loaded with landmines. So that takes place, but is that the opening number
or
takes place before the show?
Yeah, the opening number throughout the song is when
they get named. How do you even get the audience ready for what they're about to see?
We try and let people know ahead of time that you're ready for audience participation.
Uh-huh.
And then act two, there's just a whole scene that takes place in the audience where they just get to interact with everybody. It's
what?
A good time. Yeah.
You take the show into the audience.
Yeah. So there's a point where the daughter is trying to escape from McDune.
Mm-hmm.
And so takes off into the audience. And what she does to evade being brought back to stage changes every night.
Alert, alert.
Yep. And so alert. They have a great time interacting with the audience. And some, like the... a different ox interacts with
not the happy ox.
Not the happy ox.
Huh.
A different ox.
Huh.
Yeah.
Is it a happy ox as well?
It depends on you are as an audience member.
Oh my God. I got to take a shower. So what is, how is the cast reacting to this? How are they? Do they have trepidation at all? They're like, oh my God, I don't know what could possibly come up and I'm scared to death.
I don't think so. The cast has been super willing to do anything asked of them and just rolled with everything presented. We've had a really great group come out for this, and we were very lucky with who we were able to use.
Yeah. Do you have all their names? Can you pull them
up?
Yeah,
let me pull it up.
Yeah, thanks, man. So Garrett is the only one I think I actually know, and I know him for a couple of years now. I've known him, and he is incredibly talented. If you have that list, man, fire away.
All right, so Jesse Drake plays the father. Kelly Duffy plays our mother. Mackenzie Goodwin is playing the daughter. Lydia Bailey is playing the son. Connor Nugent is playing the grandfather. We've got Alex Slocum as Cletus Jones. Garrett Meyer is playing McDune and like 80 different characters.
Man.
And then on our ensemble, we have Rose Chafee, we have Victoria Sebastian, we have Becky Ruccio, and my internet's not working, so I don't have the full list. I'm just trying to think through if I'm missing anybody. I think that's 11.
Okay.
I think that's everyone.
So when you're doing improv, it's really important you have a cohesive team. I mean, that they really like work together. So how are they as far as getting along? And
everyone's been getting along great.
It looks like a crazy energy show.
Yep. Jordan Trone, one ensemble member that I missed, so I apologize on that.
Okay.
But I think I've got everybody.
All right.
But yes, so they've been working really great. They've been in the green room interacting with each other and creating additional TikToks and videos and stuff that'll come out this week.
It has to be a hoot. I mean, it has to be. Just looking at the energy in the rehearsals, not even performances, just looking at the Instagram posts, I'm like, holy, this thing is just like off the rails. How is the music? What kind of, how would you, I don't know, title it or
the
categorize
it?
The
music is great. It is all over the place. So we've got some country. We've got some very loving numbers. We've got comedic things. It's all over the place. And our music was music directed by Amanda Morgan. So great job that she's done with this cast on that sound piece.
Wow. Well, and how well do they all sing? They all sing really well.
Yeah, everyone sings well. We've been very lucky that we've been able to have the turnout that we did. It's a great cast of voices.
Man, this is unbelievable. So how have the numbers been for the audiences? You've been getting a lot of people out? Yeah, I mean, we always wish there were more.
Yeah, but numbers have been good. You know, we had, you know, good audience turnout this week, or this past weekend. Definitely hoping to pick up second weekend. And I think it's going to start ramping up as we get closer to it. Yeah. But definitely want to fill that house for this closing weekend.
Is there a certain demographic that this is more geared towards? Or,
you know,
who's showing up?
The way it's written, I want to think it's more towards, you know, younger audience, millennials, like that side to it. But we've had a wide range of audience members, and everybody has loved it. So there's something in there for everybody.
Man. So do you, knowing how some comedies could be, is there much pausing for laughter throughout? I mean, come on, dysentery? People are saying they never found dysentery to be so much fun.
Yeah, our cast has done a great job of giving the audience time to laugh and enjoy and picking back up like as that peak starts to come back down. So they've been really on top of that, which makes it even better.
Man, what was the biggest challenge to this whole thing?
Ugh, that's a tough one. The biggest challenge is honestly pulling the cast back a little bit. They have been willing to go so far above and beyond, and it's like, all right, how can we shape this into something that's appropriate for the audience or slightly more appropriate for the audience?
I notice you use the word appropriate. I'm going to guess on one level this is R-rated?
Yeah, for language, I would say R-rated.
Language?
Yeah. I think the language is the
not just happy cows and farmers.
It's the language to them. They're fine.
So if you have to pull them back in, rein them in, that has to be, they got to be veering off into like X. I mean,
I don't want to say it's necessarily pulling them back in. It's shaping what they are willing to go towards the audience and the way that the story's moving.
So are there some moments which are like just standout moments in the show that are so much better you cannot wait for the audience to see them? There are a lot of productions where I think, you know, it's a great show, but this moment really is either touching or more moving or funnier.
It really depends. There's so many funny moments that each character has, and they're just kind of all spaced out really well and just there's somewhere it's like right on top of each other, and then we've got a little bit after that another thing. But there's so many moments that I find hilarious every time I watch them, and I'm still finding new things when I watch it. So it's the whole show is that for me.
So when you Baby Number Nights on Broadway, hi, stuck in my head. Can you tell? Hang on, Tom, hang on. We're gonna put our dancing shoes on, dance out to a break here real quick, and get our rice-a-roni. You are listening to NH Unscripted. I am your befuddled host, Ray Dudley. We are coming to you from deep within the Buddhist monk-like conditions of the WKXL studios in Concord. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM, 101.9 FM for the beautiful blessed souls in Manchester. NHTalkRadio.com is the URL because we're cool kids. Tom Lott from the Actors Cooperative Theater Group in Derry is here. We're talking Trail to Oregon. I got a lot more questions. We'll be right back. Wanted wrongs with that ladder. Mr. Haney, my favorite character in Green Acres. I am your host, Ray Dudley. You are listening to NH Unscripted, and we are coming to you from the Foxwood-like digs of the WKXL studios in Concord. You can hear the slot machines right from here. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM. That's where you'll find us. All the other happy folk here. 101.9 FM. For the souls, the beautiful souls of Manchester, nhtalkradio.com is the URL. You can listen to us live. The show comes to you every Wednesday and Friday morning at 9 a.m. in the studio with me, Tom Lott from the Actors Cooperative Theater in Derry. We are talking Trail to Oregon. Have I got that right?
You do.
I'm trying to get all the prepositions in there correctly. So, let's get into the creative team. So all those who are responsible, who's your music team? Who's your choreography? Is there choreography?
Yes.
I know that there is a ballet scene.
Yeah, but there's a lot of choreography. So we have a really great creative team. So it's directed by Angelica Forcia Rosenthal. Mm-hmm. She's directed all of the ACT shows so far.
Hey, girl.
Super excited to have her back. And then we have Brianna Arrico is our choreographer.
Mm-hmm.
And then Amanda Morgan is our music director. This is their second time working together. Their first time working together, they did Sweeney Todd with Actor Singers back in 22.
Wow.
And this is their first time working back together. And so very different show.
I don't know how you choreograph a ballet with a cow and a farmer, but
you just make them lift each other. It's fine.
Sure, sure. Wink, wink, whatever you say. Oh, my God. So, can you give us the ticket information, the URL once again, the dates again for the upcoming, the second weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. So our second weekend is this weekend. It's April 26th through 28th at the Derry Opera House, 7:30 Friday and Saturday, and 2 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay.
You can find, we have an event on Facebook or through our Facebook page, Actors Cooperative Theater. You can find information there. All of our Instagram posts from Actors Cooperative Theater also have the ticket link to it, or our website, kctnh.org. Actors Cooperative Theater has a page there with a ticket link available there as well.
You know, be honest with you, this would be a great show for a Friday or Saturday night. I mean, honestly, go out to eat, have a few drinks, and then just go roll in the aisles, man. Yeah. You know, that's all joking aside for the most part. That's what theater does best. It lets you just go in free will. Your mind, you can just let it go. You can let it go. I think that's from, I don't know, Frozen or something, I think. Not that I would know. Anyway, but I digress again. But, you know, I think, and this is a wonderful example of a chance to just go out. You'll see things you never expected to see. It's going to catch you off guard, which is wonderful about theater. Right? It's one thing to know all about Annie and all that, what's going on. This is not Annie. And it's a great opportunity. Would you agree?
Oh, it's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
It's so funny, and you get to just go and enjoy, and you don't have to think about it, and just enjoy what you're seeing.
Right? I mean, release the mind.
Absolutely.
I'm not telling anyone they should take any kind of drug involved, but if you need to release your mind, this is a great place to go.
It's a great place to
do
that.
It's like a bad LSD trip, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's very similar to the Dysentery World song in Act 1. Projections, lights, you will feel like that regardless of whether you take anything.
Are there any song titles which we should be aware of before we move on?
I don't think so. Dysentery World's probably the biggest one.
Rolls off the tongue.
That took a long time to program, but it's great. Yeah.
What's coming up? What's happening down there?
Well, we never stop. So we've got Cruel Intentions, the 90s musical. That's coming up. We are working.
Never heard of it.
It's a great show. It's a jukebox musical based on the 90s cult classic, Cruel Intentions.
Andrew, have you heard of this?
I might be intimately familiar with this show.
Huh? And how would that be?
Well, I directed it the first time in Nashua.
What?
And I'm actually helping produce this one.
What? Well, the world gets smaller and smaller, does it not?
It does. So we're actually rebooting this. So most of the original cast is coming back. We did this with Actor Singers in 22, I think.
Yep,
2022.
Yeah. Time is a construct. I don't remember what happened.
I honestly, I can't remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
I'm with y'all.
But we did it with Actor Singers, and when we were doing it, the Hatbox asked us to tour it up there in the fall. For whatever reason, the board decided not to move forward with that. And so ACT, who many of the cast members of that have moved over to ACT, went, well, we'll take it up there. And so we are working with the Hatbox, bringing it back up to Manchester in August, the first two weekends of August. But auditions are coming up. We have auditions May 12th and 13th.
Okay.
And we have an event for that on our Facebook page.
Okay. What would be expected of people?
It's a great question. Let me pull up the event.
Okay. And while you're doing that, what is it about?
So it is essentially about two step-siblings who have a bet with each other about whether one of them can become more familiar with a new school classmate.
I knew I shouldn't have asked.
and their bet with each other and the chaos that that causes between them and all of their friends.
Was this a movie?
It was.
It was a movie, a popular movie in the 90s. It's actually based on a book.
Was it a musical then?
No. No.
Did this have Jeremy Irons in it? Am I thinking Cruel something else? I'm obviously thinking something else.
No, it had Selma Blair in it.
Then I know nothing about it. Look, shocking, I'll bet. Is that your shocking face there, Andrew?
How can you even see me through the monitor?
But for the auditions, and don't hold me to this because my internet's not working, but I believe it is you have to prepare a cut of your choosing from a popular 90s song. So there's a bunch of choices. People have come in with Britney in the past. They've come in with NSYNC or Backstreet Boys. Mm-hmm. So lots of great choices there. Yep. And then be prepared to be given stuff to read from the script.
So what are you looking for? What age group, so demographic, what are you looking for? And talent-wise, what are you really hoping to get out?
Yeah, so the show centers around high schoolers, but you need to be at least 18 to audition.
Okay.
So 18 plus for auditions, high school presenting, we've got an ensemble and stuff that we can use as well, so we're not just stuck on high schoolers. We've got areas that we can put people. Two big roles that are open for auditions on this go-around are Blaine and Greg. And they have a great couple numbers. They sing Bye Bye Bye. Couple other numbers. Sometimes by Britney Spears is a number that they duet together. So it's a good time for them.
So how big is the cast?
Cast is, when we originally did it, I want to say we were 16 to 18.
It was like 20.
20, yeah. Somewhere in there.
About 20.
You hoping to do that?
Hoping to do about the same number. So.
And when you say that there's plenty of open... All right, not open roles. Some of it's precast already?
Yes. So when we decided we were going to reboot it, we gave first choice of if you were coming back, if you had already done the role, you had the first choice of staying in that role or, stepping away or doing something else. And so a couple people have stepped out for personal reasons or because they're unavailable at the time, so their roles are open. However, a lot of the original cast has returned. So Angelica... Rosenthal is coming back. Garrett's coming back. Sarah Landry's coming back. Mackenzie's coming back. They were all in our original production. And so a lot of the original cast is coming back in the ensemble as well.
And where are you going to hold it? Where is it going to be performed?
So this is in conjunction with the Hatbox and Manchester Community Theater. So it's going to be at the North End Montessori Theater that MCTP has set up.
How is that relationship with the Hatbox working now? Because they don't... Are you just using their name? I mean, what? Because they don't have a house anymore.
Yeah, so they don't have a house anymore. So we had signed on for their season, which unfortunately got cut short.
Yeah.
And so through working with them and working through other organizations, we were able to kind of rehouse two of the productions from that season. So we'll be working with them and MCTP, as well as RGC is working with them as well and putting up Heathers, I want to say, 2 weeks ahead of us.
Huh. So what is the total number of open roles?
Total number of open roles, I believe we have two open named roles available, okay. And then a couple of smaller roles that are open, but then open availability on the ensemble, depending on
so you don't. So there's no set number on the ensemble itself? No. You'll just put if people show?
Yeah, it'll be based on who shows up and where we can put people. What we don't want to do is have someone in the ensemble that's only there for, one number, because it's... Yeah. We don't want to waste somebody's time on that.
Yeah.
So as long as we can use people, we will continue to grow that.
Can you, before I know we're going to be running out of time here shortly, can you give me some more information, the Facebook page, the Instagram, the websites, all of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find us on Facebook and Instagram, Actors Cooperative Theater. And then our website, we are in conjunction with Kids Coop Theater. So the website is actually under their umbrella. So it's kctnh.org. And okay. It has both organizations there.
And they can get tickets. Seriously? What? That was crazy.
Yeah, we got a tickets link right there. So you can go to get tickets for Trail to Oregon. And actually, Cruel is on sale as well with hatboxnh.com.
Already?
Yep.
Man. Maybe the night's on Broadway. Tom Lott, thank you so much for coming by, man.
I appreciate it.
That show is this weekend, Trail to Oregon. You are listening to NH Unscripted. Oh, man. Oh, I don't even know where to go with this. I'm just your happy-to-be-out-of-bed host, Ray Dudley, with the bunny slippers on. 1450 AM, 103.9 FM in Concord, 101.9 FM for you folks in Manchester. NH Talk Radio is the URL. Get out, go down to the Derry Opera House this weekend, folks. Have a great one. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.